This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have some good news, finally, on the COVID front. The CDC is predicting a, quote, sharp decline in U.S. COVID cases, in death rates, hospitalizations by late July. They believe that fatalities could drop to just, quote, tens a week by September, as long as we continue our vaccinations and hold off variants coming into our neck of the woods. So this is some pretty, pretty good news. So this new report comes as President Biden has set the goal of getting 70% of Americans vaccinated against coronavirus by the 4th of July. He also says that the U.S. will hopefully be reopened again. So by September, the new CDC report predicts that new weekly cases could fall to the hundreds rather than tens of thousands, and there will be tens of new COVID hospitalizations and deaths a week rather than thousands or hundreds. Now, the CDC did not provide specific figures for the number of weekly cases or deaths the U.S. will see in late July, but the trajectory its model suggests fatalities will fall to fewer than 1,000 a week. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Now, they say reaching such low levels of COVID infections and deaths will require not only a sustained rise in the share of Americans getting vaccinated against coronavirus, but continued compliance with measures like social distancing and masks. They say currently the U.S. has seen an average of 47,000 cases and 723 deaths a day. They say vaccinations have slowed from more than 3 million a day to fewer than 1 million given yesterday. So, the enthusiasm for the shots is waning, but still, I mean, if we're vaccinating 1 million a day, that's still, to me, pretty good. I mean, I really want to look at the glasses half full on this one. I mean, you know, bravo to all the public health officials being able to do what they did in so short a time. I think President Trump, President Biden, they all get credit. This was really well done in terms of getting the vaccine, getting a couple different types of vaccines, hopefully reviewing the safety data. I know it happened fast. I know people are worried. But, you know, still, well done. Now, I am still not a fan of anybody mandating vaccines, and I am a little worried about this. I am a little worried that we're going to start seeing messaging that will prompt businesses, schools, to be a lot more aggressive with their rules, saying, look, you can't come in here, or you can't come back to school if you're not vaccinated. That does worry me a little bit, because I think there are a lot of people that are hesitant. You know, we're studying the vaccine in kids. I know a lot of the younger generation is like, you know, look, if the cases are going down without us being vaccinated, do we really have to vaccinate? And so, I mean, I'm of the mind as a physician that the vaccinations are helping. I really feel that it can stave off us being hospitalized, dying to the degree that we did months ago and last year. I also think that the more people that are vaccinated, we have less chance of a variant replicating and becoming more mutated. But I'm going to stop at the line of demanding and forcing somebody to have something injected in their body. Now, when you look at what's going on in India, it does scare me. India, they've had at least 21 million cases. They have about 200,000 to 300,000 a day, almost 500,000 a day reported, multiple deaths. With us, we've been doing pretty darn good. Now, in terms of our hospitalizations, it looks like our hospitalizations are going down. They do seem to be more younger, obese, but we still have way less issues than we did. And so I do credit our vaccination process. And as we open up, you know, if Vegas opens up June 1st, if New York opens up in a few weeks, as we've seen Iowa open up, Florida still continues to be open. If, despite being open, we're still seeing a decline in deaths and hospitalizations, that's fantastic. I am expecting a decline in numbers of cases because people don't want to get tested. I'm also hearing that a lot of the free testing has stopped. So if somebody gets tested for COVID, they have to pay. Well, many of them don't want to pay, and many of them don't want to know. So I think cases are going to drop because people are going through telemedicine. They're not, you know, they're asking about their symptoms. We're like, yeah, it could be COVID, so you should get tested. Yeah, we're going to recommend you get tested. A lot of them are like, yeah, fine. I'll take that under advisement. And they don't. So, but again, what we care about isn't so much the number of cases. It's an important metric, but where we judge if we're allowed, you know, if public officials will allow us to be open, which bothers me, the whole concept of them allowing us to have our liberties that the Constitution protects us, but is the hospitalization rate, is the death rate. So seeing those numbers slow down is huge. And I do predict there might be a little uptick in some of the cases as we go into the summer. But remember, the summertime was not the bad time, you know, for us last year either. It was more during cough, cold, flu season. But what makes the CDC report so interesting is they really believe we will have a decline by September. Now, what happens after September? That's a whole other story, which is why it could come back. It could brew back even more. And then we're going to have a push for another vaccine. And the reason why schools have to be very careful on what they decide to do is if flu later becomes the more predominant virus that kills, are they going to force everybody to get a flu shot? You know, I mean, right now people are saying, yep, we are going to mandate the COVID vaccine. All right, and I get it was a pandemic, so I get why you guys are very, very concerned about COVID. I understand that. But once you start mandating one vaccine, doesn't mean you're going to mandate all of them. And that could cause, you know, a lot of people concern. 1-877-DOC-VELLY. Don't go away.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all all over the world with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Guys, we are back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. Big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dolly, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So we've been talking about inflation for a while, and the prices are going to go up, and the prices are going to go up, and looks like it is a reality. In fact, they are seeing that across the board, we are seeing everything go up. Now, I saw prices go up during COVID because people were panicking about toilet paper. They were panicking about lockdowns. Then once a restaurant could open up, people were so excited about going to that restaurant that, yeah, they'll pay the higher price. So, you know, we were thinking, okay, well, maybe just because of COVID, prices are going up, but maybe they'll go back down. And unfortunately, there's been at least a trifecta of things that are causing these prices to not only stay high, but go even higher. And so even the big financial whizzes are saying, all right, guys, we better prepare. So remember the Suez Canal incident where the ship got stuck? Not exactly sure what happened. I don't know if we're going to hear about what happens. But they said, look, guys, you know, some of the supplies and the goods that you were expecting are going to take a while because there's been a backup. And so they're like, all right, prices are going to go up. Now, okay, you're like, well, in a few weeks, though, they'll go back down because once everything is moving again, it'll be fine. But that's just one aspect of it. When a company loses money, like people that lost money during the whole Suez Canal thing, it's going to translate to you and I. Same thing with raising minimum wage. There's a lot of companies out there that are like, all right, you know, minimum wage is going up in our state. It's going up here. It's going to go up again. So we need to gauge when a consumer is going to be okay with spending more money. Now, if any business was looking at the new possible tax codes or minimum wage or some of the other things that are going to affect their bottom line, and you wanted to raise consumer prices, you wanted to raise the sale on the retail or the service or the food or the product, now is unfortunately the time to do it. Because as people are excited and they're going to travel, and there's going to be people excited to travel, if you had a menu item for $14.99 and you up it to $18.99 and that person is a tourist and there's no other place to eat, they're probably going to pay that $18.99. I hate to say that, but you kind of have a captive audience. You know, these are people that want to go out. I mean, Cinco de Mayo, everybody's all excited. They're like, oh, there's going to be Cinco de Mayo specials. Well, yeah, trust me, prices are going up today, too. But if you have a consumer that feels pent up or hasn't had a job and now they're getting rehired and they want to start, you know, seeing friends again, they're going to spend the money. I mean, I've been out and about, so I've been seeing the prices go up, and it's ridiculous. I've also been seeing, and I'm really frustrated, that Amazon isn't the cheapest place in town. Once I saw that we were going to have a chlorine shortage for these chlorine tablets for the pool, I went to go shopping for chlorine. And I was like, are you kidding me? It went up like $50 for a barrel. Like really, in a matter of weeks, it went up like $50. Gas prices are going up. Maybe there's a gas shortage because of supply and demand. Maybe it's because, yeah, people are traveling more. It's just, if anybody wanted to raise their prices, they're going to do it now. People lost money. They lost money because there was low volume. And people don't know, business owners don't know if that volume is going to stay at 100%. So once you have 100% volume where the state is not restricting somebody coming into your business, you're probably thinking, well, if they could do it once, they could do it again. I better make my money and run. So we have a whole bunch of, you know, different aspects to this that are causing prices to go up. Now let's look at food. So food's going up. Wine's going up. A lot of processed foods are going up. Well, look at what happened. You know, during the pandemic, you had these farms and food manufacturers that had all this extra supply. And there was no demand because the restaurants were closed. Like, we're not going to order it. We're not going to order it. We're not open for service. We can't serve it. This casino isn't open. This hotel's not open. So, no, we don't need to buy the ketchup. We don't need to buy this. We don't need to buy it. So there was all this surplus. In fact, we heard that a lot of farmers had to throw out a lot of their harvest. It was unfortunate that people still were eating. They needed food. But if you didn't have enough storage, if you didn't have enough places to distribute, you didn't have enough truck drivers to bring things, to transport things to where they needed to go, again, you know, then the supply goes down. So now that they're going to have to regrow and, you know, because food perishes, it's perishable, as they're trying to make new food and start to gauge how much they need to grow, there's either going to be a surplus or there's going to be a dearth, and then it's going to also affect the pricing. And then we talked about last week how we have a truck driver shortage. All right, a lot of truckers are some of the best I think, American workers that we have. They are amazing. But they put their lives at risk. They put their health at risk. You know, because you're sitting in a truck for 17 hours. They're days on end. They're away from their families. And so a lot of them, when they lost their jobs, a lot of them are probably thinking, you know what, it's time for me to retire. So we're hearing that these trucking companies are trying to attract younger people. How many young guys, you know, want to leave their young family to go away for days, you know, or to, you know, not be in a more social job? You don't have a lot of younger individuals. And as many states have legalized marijuana, many of these younger individuals may not pass the drug testing or some of the other requirements because they're not allowed from under federal law to be using marijuana and then operating a commercial vehicle. So now we have a shortage of truckers. We've had issues with imports because of Suez Canal and all sorts of other things going on in other countries. And we have a lot of things made in India. India is grappling through a huge coronavirus pandemic, now a huge surge. We have the threat of taxes, of high earners paying more, corporate tax changes. And so there, a lot of companies are like, okay, we need to prepare to pass that on to the consumer. And you have a lot of consumers that are like, you know what? I don't care what it costs. $18 drink, I'll buy it. Now, for me, I'm like, I'm going to pass. And there's a limit on what I'm going to spend. And where I get nervous is I think there's going to be this little glut of people going out and shopping and doing everything. And then they're going to realize that they spent a lot of money. They're going to say, okay, look, you know what? That was an expensive dinner, or that was an expensive trip. Let's lay low. So people might travel, but then they might come back to your city and state and then not spend that much money. And so when you hear that inflation might not last, I think it's going to last for a while, but I think there is going to be then a drop in consumer demand because they're going to say, you want to know what? It was cheaper when we were doing the pandemic and we did movie night at home. And we cooked some mac and cheese. And so you're going to unfortunately see a huge spike in prices because I think retailers know that the going is going to be good for a very, very short time. The housing market, we're going to be talking about that in a little bit, where people are trying to sell their homes and make as much money as possible as people from other states, you know, and like New York and California don't have to spend the type of money they're spending as long as their job is remote, so might as well live in a cheaper place to work. So the housing market has just skyrocketed. Now, that makes me nervous too, because as the houses are starting to become superficially priced and raising, then, you know, as people leave, they leave the more expensive areas, go to these areas become more expensive. How many people are going to want to spend California prices in Las Vegas? I love living in Las Vegas. It's fantastic. But we're not by an ocean. Las Vegas cannot have California prices in their houses because it's not going to last. People are going to say, you know what? I'd rather be back in California. It's a little cooler and I'm closer to the beach. So my suggestions for you all in terms of prepping is where you think you could cut, cut. If you have tons of magazines, or not magazine, but streaming subscriptions and you don't need them all, cut. If you've been leaving outlets, like your plugs and outlets, and you have lights on, or you've been, you know, playing around with your heater, if you've been being lax on your water and your power, you need to start looking at that and cutting it down. If you're able to refi, refi now. Be very careful about the adjustable rate mortgage, these ARMs. But if you can refi and get a lower rate, do that now. If you could change out your credit card to get a cheaper rate, do that. And look at your insurance. A lot of you guys are spending too much on your insurance. Start price shopping. But price shop like crazy. Because those that have the lower prices are going to win. 1-877-DOLLAR.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former President Trump is blasting a decision to uphold his Facebook suspension. In a statement, Trump saying, quote, "Free speech has been taken away from the President of the United States because the radical left lunatics are afraid of the truth," close quote. The former president's chief of staff, Mark Meadows, also weighing in on the decision.
It's a sad day for America. It's a sad day for Facebook, because I can tell you a number of members of Congress are now looking at, do they break up Facebook? Do they make sure that they don't have a monopoly? And I can tell you that it is two different standards, one for Donald Trump and one for a number of other people.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, the family of Air Force veteran Ashley Babbitt, who was killed during the January 6th incident at the U.S. Capitol, is suing the Capitol Police Department for wrongful death. You're listening to USA Radio News. A Nashville, Tennessee police officer was shot late Tuesday night after being set up by an attacker. That's according to authorities. Officer Brian Sherman, a two-year veteran of the Nashville Police Department, was responding to a call that there was an active shooter when he was hit by gunfire. Three other officers responded to the house when they were almost immediately hit by gunfire. Sherman was hit by a bullet in the upper arm. Betsy Smith is the National Police Association spokeswoman. She tells Fox News these attacks on police officers has to stop.
We've got police officers leaving. We've got a vilification of law enforcement from our politicians, from our media. And so law enforcement officers, they're either leaving the profession or they're engaging in what we call de-policing,
right,
where they're not really getting involved until they absolutely have to.
Exercise company Peloton is voluntarily recalling its Tread and Tread Plus treadmills over safety concerns. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I've read multiple books, and some of the early books that inspired me was by authors such as Judy Blume. And I think Judy Blume wrote the Beezus and Ramona books, and I liked them. You know, I think Beezus or Ramona, or one of them was a cut-up, and I could identify as that. But, you know, interestingly, as we're talking about what happened with former President Trump and being censored by Facebook, I didn't realize that a lot of our authors, especially our female authors, had gone through similar censorship. And here to kind of enlighten us on some of the things that have happened in our past is Lauren Marino, author, publisher, multiple books. And, Lauren, we are really honored to have you with us. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Great. Yeah, you know, so it's fascinating. You know, you talk about here in some of, you know, because you're a historian, you look at the history of authors and some of the works, you know, like with Shakespeare. You said Judy Blume was one of the most censored and banned writers. Tell us about that.
Well, Judy Blume, I know I grew up reading Judy Blume, and she wrote Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret, and Dini, and Forever. And we, I know, like, in my childhood, in my middle school days and my high school days, we used to share those books and pass them around the room because they were providing a safe space for us to learn about what was going on in our own lives. Because adolescence is such a confusing time for kids. It's a confusing time physically, but also emotionally. And Judy Blume set out, she became a writer. She said, I want to write the books that I wanted to have when I was a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
But there are a lot of things that she writes about that, like, so those books got, I know, millions of girls and boys through adolescence feeling that there was nothing wrong. You know, they weren't, their problems were universal problems, basically.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of there were some things that she talked about that people were concerned were going to, I guess, encourage certain behaviors, or they didn't like her honesty about certain subjects surrounding adolescence. And so as a result, she has been banned more than almost any other author in, in our country. But she gets letters. She gets so many letters every week still from teenagers, middle schoolers saying, thank you so much for writing a book. Your books told me things that I needed to hear that nobody else would tell me about. Even today she has to travel around with a security guard.
That's crazy.
But,
that's
you
crazy.
Know, her books continue to sell regardless of whether or not they're banned. And we all know that, you know, she's become a big advocate for free speech and for not having censorship and to let people speak their truth and their minds, whatever that might be.
You know, I remember growing up, The Joy of Sex was a book that had been out for a while, but somebody had brought it to school. And apparently The Joy of Sex was a very controversial book with all the pictures and all that. And I found that because it was banned, there was almost more popularity. I would have never even known about it. And again, people were passing the book around going, yeah, that, I'm supposed to, really, you're supposed to do that? And I'm like, really? But, you know, sometimes just the act of censorship makes people want to listen more and seek out that content.
That's absolutely right. It does. It, you know, it's sort of, a controversy creates an audience. And then, from there. So absolutely. I think that's true with Judy Blume. I think it's true with a lot of writers. In a way, you're better off. If you don't want to read it, don't read it. But if you make a big stink about it, then you're going to get a lot of attention, which means that the stuff that you're trying to keep people away from is actually getting promoted in the process.
So true. So, you know, you have highlighted that there's been a lot of authors and people behind the authors that might not have been well known. You know, one thing I love about history, I love history, and I don't feel we need to change history. I think there's a lot we could learn from history, you know, both good and bad.
Right.
But I love the movies like Hidden Figures, you know, where you learn that there were mathematicians that were very essential to the NASA program,
right.
Or like Apollo 13, you know, the gentleman that was, there to save the reentry process. And I had no idea that many, I guess, women were possibly behind Shakespeare's works.
That's right. And I mean, that also is a controversial idea. And scholars, some think it's true, some think it's not true, some have written books about it. But there were three women in particular during Shakespeare's time who definitely influenced his work and possibly wrote it or possibly wrote parts of it or inspired characters. Two of those three were his sponsors. So they were his patrons. Mm. So, you know, back in Shakespeare's time, in order to get your works published or your plays performed, and writers had to have patrons who would support them financially and, you know, provide them the finances so that they could then focus on doing the work. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the time, the writers, as a way to thank the patrons, would end up writing them into their play or their book as a character under a different name, but as a way to praise and thank the patrons. Mm-hmm. So there were two patrons of Shakespeare's that we know were helping finance his plays, that we know inspired some of them. Some people think that these women may have actually written them. And then there's another woman that's called the Dark Lady, Amelia Bassano Lanier, who was a poet. Mm-hmm. And they call her the Dark Lady and think that she was either the inspiration behind or the writer of Shakespeare's sonnets, where he addresses love poems to who he refers to as the Dark Lady, referring to her dark hair. So, I mean, unfortunately, there's really no way for us to know, and there's a lot of different mixing opinions about it, but it's fascinating. Especially with, you know, with women weren't allowed to publish books. Mm-hmm. Or in many cases learned to read or write and were not formally educated really until the 20th century. So there were a lot of women behind the scenes doing a lot of heavy lifting in the literary world or who were writing and publishing books anonymously or under male pseudonyms as a way to get their ideas out into the world without being either ostracized or criticized. Mm-hmm. So. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I find that kind of hidden history fascinating.
Mm-hmm. We're speaking to Lauren Marino, longtime book editor, publisher, and author of Bookish Broads, Women Who Wrote Themselves into History. I love it. In the last minute or so, tell us about what you're working on.
Well, right now, I published a book, Bookish Broads, and that took me about a year to write, and it was great fun. I am currently now, as a publisher, editing, I'm building a new list for Hachette Books, and I'm focusing all on nonfiction. I'm doing a lot of history. I have a book called Days of Steel Rain that I'm publishing by a World War II historian. That's a fascinating look at the final year of World War II. So right now I'm editing a lot of other people's books and looking for interesting new projects. So I'm not going to be able to really do the level of research or writing other books probably for a little while. But I would.
Well, thank you, Laura. No, yeah, I'm glad you got to join us. How can people find you?
They can go to laurenmarinobooks.com.
Fantastic. Can't wait to have you back, Lauren. Take care.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Hi, guys. We are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when you heard the term stepmom, many of you probably, it doesn't really instill any feelings because you didn't have a stepmom, or you did have a stepmom and she was pretty cool. But when I was growing up, when I heard the term stepmother, I was scared. You know, I was so scared because in Cinderella, was it Lady Tremaine or whoever it was in the book? She was mean. And stepmothers may bring their daughters. And then you have stepsisters. And the stepsisters are mean, like Drusilla. And, you know, and so I was nervous. So one time I got so mad at my mom and dad. I like my mom. I get along with my mom. I love my mom. But I didn't like her growing up. I remember going, man, you know, I wish I had a stepmom. The stepmom would be nicer to me than you. I was like, yeah. And she's like, really? Now, like, you think a stepmom would be better than me? And so, you know, we had a lot of unfortunate interactions and headbutting. But the stereotype of a stepmom is pretty evil back then in Cinderella. Apparently, it's taken from a story, I believe, of a duchess back in the 1800s where she had an affair with somebody. The wife dies. She ends up being married to him. He dies. She now, excuse me, has all his kids. And now the kids don't have any parent, but she's the parent. And I don't really know the true story of where this all comes from, but it's apparently it wasn't a good story. And then, interestingly, I think in December there was a post from a stepmother that went viral because she went online to ask for help on how to get rid of her fiancé's kid. I think it was a little four-year-old. And the fiancé was a widower. Apparently, he was alone because his wife had died in childbirth of her. So he chooses to remarry 4 years later. But the soon-to-be stepmom is like, but this kid is going to remind him of the wife, and our marriage is going to be at risk. Let me see what her actual wording was. This was, I mean, just shocking. It was, I think she claimed the little girl was a constant reminder of her fiancé's late wife, and said she fears their bond will take away from her baby's relationship with him. So, whew, jealousy. Oh, man. Let me just kind of put everybody at ease right now with this whole, or maybe not put everybody in place with this, okay? If somebody loses a spouse, they're always going to be a memory in their mind. And you don't ever want to stop that memory. You know, even if somebody's divorced and there's a mother of that person's kids, all right, you never want to be the person in that marriage that wants to interfere with that relationship of the kids and their mom. You don't ever want to try to replace the mom. You definitely don't want to replace the dad. You might feel you're in that role, you know, depending on the work and the things you do for them. But being mommy is different. Being mommy is a whole different bond. And so anybody entering a relationship like that needs to not have this notion that they could erase the past. When you choose to marry somebody, you are marrying them with their past. That past has to be okay. Because think about it. If I go into, let's say Corey leaves me, God forbid, and I'm going into a marriage that has kids, and I try to do anything to disrupt a bond those kids have with their mother, that I'm the bad guy. Why would you do anything that makes you look like the bad guy? You want to embrace who these kids love. If these kids lost their mother, it's fine to have a picture of their mother in the house. You're a different person. I mean, how many other women did my husband date before me? And he might say, oh, yeah, I never think about him. Of course. I mean, there is if you really like somebody and it didn't work, yeah, they might be in your mind. I mean, I don't really remember Dirk or any of my old boyfriends. But if there was somebody that, you know, you had an affinity towards, that memory is going to be there. And the stronger relationships of these couples are those that are okay with there being, you know, the ex involved in the kids' lives and all that. Now, do some people get back together with the ex? Yeah, that's a problem. But you wouldn't have had anything to do with that. You couldn't have prevented that. If somebody goes back to their ex, they go back to their ex, and that's just, you know, that probably would have happened despite anything you would have done. But I think a lot of people feel that when they get into a new marriage and they have these new kids and these new entities, that they need to set boundaries or they need to make certain rules, and you end up making it worse. You can't force things. You know, when my husband dated me, I had people in my life in the past. They're not going to go away. They're going to still exist out there. Some of them I'm friends with. Some of them, I don't even remember who they were. Same thing with him. And that's the way it is. And, you know, am I going to expect that he's never going to think about them? No. I don't really think about mine because they really weren't anything to begin with. But, man, if I ever dated Michael Fassbender, Yeah, I'm going to have a picture of him in the house. Sorry, and he knows that. If my husband wants to stay married to me, right, my ex, Michael Fassbender, will be in the house. I've never dated Michael Fassbender. So how do stepchildren fare, then? If stepchildren could be at the vulnerability of a wicked stepmom or a wicked stepdad, how do they do? Well, apparently a study coming out of, oh gosh, I just forgot, hold on a second, East Carolina University, looked at people born between 1847 and 1940. Now, they needed it to be an earlier age, you know, an earlier birth date, because they needed to look at the longevity of people living. This wasn't a study of how many kids get killed. It was a study at, if you were a stepchild, what did it do to your mortality? And they found that actually stepchildren lived even longer than non-stepchildren in this study. Now, did it go into, did the stepchildren feel loved? Did the stepchildren feel, you know, that's, no, the study didn't go into that. But did they live, were they still able to live longer? You know, did step-parents in the 1880s or the 1920s still feed their stepchildren? Apparently so, because they still lived. And if there was a lack of love, maybe what that does to a stepchild is it gives them a stronger drive. Now, for me, with my kids, I think my kids would be more worried about the stepchildren, because, you know, my kids see me with their friends and they see me with my students and all that. And they're like, you're nicer to them than us. We're always nice to friends. I'm like, oh my gosh, my babies are all grown up and I see my kids' friends. I'm like, you need to eat. You need to eat. Sit down. Let me feed you. And the kids are like, you told us to make our own peanut butter and jelly sandwich. You're cooking dinner for our friend. What's going on here? So I think my kids worry about the stepchildren scenario because they fear that I'm going to be warmer to the stepchildren than them. But, you know, somebody who has a good maternal instinct is going to be maternal to anybody they love, anybody they care about. So for those of you that are going to start dating again, maybe you're widowers, maybe you've been divorced, and you're finding a new spouse, and you are concerned about how the dynamics will be, one is don't rush into any marriage, but two is see how they spend time together. See how your soon-to-be spouse or partner embraces the kids. See how they act towards your ex. If they have the attitude of, you know, look, you know, let me tell your mom, he had this nosebleed, he had this, I did this, you know, anything you want me to do, let me know. I'm, you know, but, and I think the real parents will love knowing that there's somebody that's loving them. They don't want somebody to breastfeed their kids, but knowing that somebody is more loving. But somebody who shies away going, not my kid, that's not going to be a relationship that does very well. There's a certain line. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't worry.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen.
And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.